Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Norman Shoemaker, S-H-O-E-M-A-K-E-R. Sorry, leave off the R. Norman Shoemaker is a 69-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 3/24/23. But at that time, he was a pedestrian hit from behind by a forklift. Peter used his right wrist to break his fall against the concrete. Peter's foot caught in the pallets as this happened. Peter, he believes he injured his right foot, hip, and wrist, and was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Peter, he states he was in the hospital for 3 days. Peter had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Peter, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Peter, he admits to wearing orthotics in his shoes to take care of foot problems before this incident. Period, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, after the subject incident, he first wore a boot that was converted to a splint. Period, he then had physical therapy while in Delaware. Period, new paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Shoemaker was seen at Jersey Shore Hospital on 3/26/23. Period. Make that 3/25/23. He was placed in a splint on his ankle and was referred for physical therapy. Therapy was rendered beginning 3/26/23. Period. New paragraph. He was seen on 4/18/23 by Dr. DeVenaro. Period. He stated he was asking for directions for where he is supposed to pick up orders from the building. A worker from the company plowed into him with a forklift, and he was being pushed on the ground by the forklift until the operator heard him scream and stopped. Peter reported the injury and was seen at the hospital the next day, where he had x-rays and MRI. The hospital also provided him with a boot. He did not come in with those studies. Period, he did go to the podiatrist who treated him with therapy. Period, however, he was unable to complete any sessions. Period. History is remarkable for type 2 diabetes, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and hypertension. Period. Dr. DeVenaro diagnosed contusion of the right ankle and right ankle pain. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy and continued use of Tylenol. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. DeVenaro, such as on 6/13/23. Period. He ordered an EMG of the right lower extremity. Period. He also wanted at least a copy of the MRI report that was done. Period. He remained on sedentary duty activities. Period. His last documented visit with Dr. DeVenaro was on 9/19/23. Period. He had reached a treatment plateau. Period. Motion and strength had improved, and he was cleared to full unrestricted duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, and this should actually go at the beginning of this section. As per your cover letter, he was seen at Jersey Shore Medical Center, where he stayed until 3/26/23 due to concern of internal bleeding from hip contusion. Paired diagnostics of the right hip, foot, elbow, wrist, pelvis, and right ankle were all negative for fractures. Paired CAT scan of the thoracic spine revealed mild curvature, convex to the left, comma, spinal alignment maintained, comma, vertebral body heights preserved, comma, no fracture. Appeared there was no prominent spinal canal or neuroforaminal narrowing. Appeared casting of the lumbar spine revealed no fracture, comma, severe disc space narrowing was noted at L5-S1, associated with anterior and lateral osteophyte formation. Appeared somewhat more prominent spinal canal stenosis is seen at L4-5, related to a disc bulge and facet arthropathy. Paired casting of the head revealed no evidence of acute traumatic brain injury. Paired casting of the cervical spine revealed disc-based narrowing at C6-7, comma, prominent osteophyte formation at C4-5 and C5-6. Paired degenerative changes were noted without evidence of acute osseous injury of the cervical spine. Paired casting of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis revealed a superficial hematoma in the lateral right hip soft tissues with no other evidence of acute traumatic injury in the chest, abdomen, or pelvis. Period. The next section will be the physical exam. Extremities upper is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Extremities lower. He had past planus deformities and onchomycosis of all the toenails. Appeared there was hyperpronation of the right ankle. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right lateral cuneiform and the sole of that bone. Period. Plantar flexion at the ankle on the right was 5 degrees and on the left to 10 degrees. Period motion was otherwise zero in all remaining spheres bilaterally. Paired right hip flexion was to 50 degrees with tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and knees was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Feet and ankles, normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on his right. Paired he was able to stand on his heels and toes. Paired he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 65 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Paired he was tender at the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the right iliac crest and greater trochanter, tip, but not the left. Paired the rest of that is normal impressions. On 3/24/23, Norman Shoemake was struck from behind by a forklift. Appeared he was knocked to the ground, sustaining multiple injuries. Appeared he was taken to the emergency room where numerous diagnostic studies failed to show any significant acute abnormalities. Appeared he was hospitalized briefly and then followed up with Dr. DeVenero. Appeared conservative care was rendered, including physical therapy. Appeared Dr. DeVenero did not seem to have been provided with the reports or films from his studies at the hospital. Appeared he did clear the petitioner to return to work at a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about both ankles. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. He had decreased right hip flexion at 50 degrees. Period. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right, but no assistive devices. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrist, and fingers were negative. But there was full range of motion of the cervical spine where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right hip, comma, right wrist, comma, right foot, comma, legs, comma, back, comma, or neck. Period. It is noteworthy that he wore orthotics before the subject event, which would suggest issues with the posture of his feet and ankles. Appeared he did have hyperpronation of the right ankle currently. Period. new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the involved areas, period. He indicates he's been out of work since this event, but is still employed by the insured. Period. It is unclear why he is not working since Dr. DiBonero cleared him to do so. Period. It is also puzzling that he has markedly reduced range of motion about both ankles. Period. And